This is Banning Garrett for Internews. Fighting continues in Cyprus tonight after a coup early this morning by the Greek-led National Guard, which overthrew President Archbishop Makarios. Shortly after the military took power, Radio Cyprus announced that Makarios was dead. But 10 hours later, a man identifying himself as Makarios spoke over Radio Free Cyprus saying, "I am not dead, I am alive. As long as I am alive, I am president, and the National Guard is to be considered traitors and rebels." The man charged that the Greek junta was behind the coup. And other reports say Makarios has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Reports from Cyprus say that Makarios found refuge in the areas of the Mediterranean island controlled by the United Nations Peacekeeping Force, which has maintained an uneasy truce between the three-quarters Greek and one-quarter Turkish population for the last decade since it was sent in to prevent war between Greece and Turkey over the island. During that period, an outlawed guerrilla movement has fought for Enosis, or Union of Cyprus, with Greece. Just last week, Makarios reportedly arrested several leaders of the pro-Enosis guerrillas. The National Guard today announced the appointment of Nicholas Sampson, the owner of a pro-Greece newspaper and an opposition member of parliament, as the new president of Cyprus. Sampson declared that unity and tranquility will now be restored among the Greek Cypriot people and the army. The latest reports indicate that forces loyal to Makarios, including units of the police, are putting up a stiff resistance in the capital of Nicosia and other major cities. In Athens, it was confirmed that the Greek armed forces have been put on a state of alert, while in Istanbul, newspapers predicted that Turkey would intervene if the new government announced union with Greece or threatened to harm the Turkish minority. Relations between Greece and Turkey, long strained by the Cyprus conflict, have become very tense in the past few months, partly because of a dispute over oil discovered in the neighboring Aegean Sea. Sources in Greece have also charged that the unpopular Greek junta has used the dispute with Turkey to gain political support at home. This is Banning Garrett for Internews. Before leaving a British military base on Cyprus today, where he had been granted asylum, deposed President Archbishop Makarios called on the Cypriot people not to collaborate with the new military junta. "We will not submit to brute force," Makarios said. "I appeal especially to public officials to avoid any form of collaboration so as not to become instruments of the dictatorship." Makarios again charged that the military government in Greece backed the coup by 650 Greek officers in the Cyprus National Guard aimed at overthrowing his government and seeking Enosis, or Union of Cyprus, with Greece. The same charge was made today by both the New York Times and the Soviet news agency TASS. The Times said that it is almost beyond belief that the Greek officers would attempt to install as president of Cyprus one Nikos Sampson, confessed murderer, professional bully boy, and fanatical supporter of Enosis. This action, said the Times, leaves no doubt that the goal of the coup against President Makarios is in fact the union with mainland Greece. The Greek military junta's United Nations representative this evening denied charges that Greece was behind the coup. Pro-government newspapers in Athens, however, today prominently reported the new Cyprus President Nikos Sampson's declarations. Greek armed forces are still on alert, and according to responsible sources in Athens, Greek military units are preparing to depart for Cyprus in case of Turkish intervention. The Turkish government, which is party to the 1959 treaty with Greece and Britain guaranteeing the independence of Cyprus, believes it has the right to intervene to protect the Turkish minority on the island. According to the Istanbul paper Milliyet, Turkey will demand the surrender of the coup makers and the return to the Cyprus government of its legitimate authorities. If the ultimatum is rejected, the paper said, a military operation will be initiated by Turkey with the objective of reestablishing constitutional order. The Soviet Union, in the UN Security Council meeting today, called for a ceasefire and return to Greece of the military officers who staged the coup to end Greek interference in Cyprus. Meanwhile, in London, more than 2,000 people demonstrated last night in front of the Greek embassy, calling Makarios the only legitimate president of Cyprus. And several hundred pro-Makarios representatives of the Cypriot community in Australia today demonstrated at Greek consuls in Sydney, Melbourne, and Canberra. This is Banning Garrett for Internews. 3 days after the coup in Cyprus, there is a growing risk of international confrontation over the strategically located Mediterranean island. The coup makers, 650 Greek officers on contract to the Cyprus National Guard, are continuing to consolidate their control. Both Turkey and Greece have put their armed forces on alert, and the Soviet and U.S. navies are patrolling near the island. So far, direct foreign involvement has been avoided, but the possibility of a confrontation over Cyprus is growing. The British government, one of the guarantors of Cyprus's independence and territorial integrity, along with Turkey and Greece, has called on the Greek military rulers in Athens to withdraw the Greek officers who led the coup and thus to return the situation to what it was before the coup with Archbishop Makarios as president. This position is backed by the Soviet Union and many other countries. The Nixon administration, however, has not taken a strong stand against the coup, apparently for fear of alienating the Greek government, which most countries assume was behind the military takeover. The U.S. does not want to lose access to its military bases in Greece by criticizing the Greek government, and there are reports that the Pentagon would like to secure military bases on Cyprus, which since 1960 has steered a course of strict non-alignment under Makarios. If Cyprus becomes aligned with the United States through annexation to Greece, however, it would drastically upset the balance of power between the U.S. and the Soviet Union in the Mediterranean. Consequently, the administration, by dragging its feet on taking a strong stand against the coup on Cyprus, is risking a confrontation with the Soviet Union as the new government consolidates its power. The New York Times today criticized this inaction and called on the administration to back the British proposal for withdrawal of the Greek officers back to Greece. If Washington added its weight to Britain's request, the Times said, the jittery military rulers in Athens would have no alternative to calling home the 650 Greek officers. And their departure, according to the Times, would lead to the fall of the new Cyprus government. This is Banning Garrett for Internews.
Cyprus, in our view, is not a simple coup d'etat. It's not only the end of a government, it's the end of the legal basis of an independent state. It is also the violation of an independent treaty to which Turkey is also a party together with the United Kingdom and Greece. So it was an act against the Republic of Turkey as well.
The Premier of Turkey.
Several major U.S. newspapers today criticized the Nixon administration's failure to condemn the military coup in Cyprus. The Christian Science Monitor said, "We are disappointed in the equivocal stance of the United States toward the military takeover." The Monitor called on the administration to support the British demand that the 650 Greek officers who led the coup on Cyprus be returned to Greece. The Los Angeles Times termed the coup banditry and conquest by proxy by the Greek colonels in Athens and said the administration should demand that Greece withdraw its officers from Cyprus. If anyone has influence with the colonels, the LA Times said, it is the Americans. And the New York Times said the administration must choose. Either it will support the moderate but potentially effective course advocated by Britain and endorsed by every other member of the NATO alliance, the Times said, or it will stand in lonely company with the putschists in Athens and a regime on Cyprus headed by a murderer and gangster, Nikos Sampson. The Nixon administration, however, is reportedly moving closer to acceptance, if not recognition, of the Sampson regime. The State Department yesterday disclosed that U.S. Ambassador to Cyprus, Roger Davies, has met with Sampson's new foreign minister in the Cypriot capital of Nicosia. And the New York Times reported today that Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has rejected appeals from State Department specialists on Greek-Turkish Cypriot affairs for the U.S. to support Makarios and condemn Greek intervention on Cyprus. According to the Times, Kissinger's rationale for not condemning the Greek military junta is that the U.S. depends strategically on its air and sea bases in Greece and would do nothing to jeopardize them. The New York Times also indicated that the administration may actually be pleased with the overthrow of Makarios. For years, high U.S. officials told the Times, the Nixon administration has viewed Archbishop Makarios as the Castro of the Mediterranean, who turned too readily toward the communist states for assistance. This is Banning Garrett for Internews. President Makarios, in a dramatic appearance before the UN Security Council today, charged that the Greek military regime in Athens was behind Monday's coup in Cyprus. His account was reinforced by similar charges today from members of the Greek armed forces. In a document sent to the Agence France-Presse office in Athens, a small group of Greek army and navy officers charged that the decision to carry out the coup in Cyprus was made by the Greek military command in Athens last Saturday after contacts with officials of the Greek contingent stationed in Cyprus and with Greek officers in the Cypriot National Guard. The aim of the coup, the document said, is to unite Cyprus with Greece after a referendum to be held in a year. In his address at the UN Security Council broadcast over UN radio, President Makarios charged that for some time the Greek military junta has supported the illegal terrorist organization EOKA-B, which calls for unity of Cyprus with Greece. He said that the Greek officers serving in the National Guard who led the coup had openly recruited members into the EOKA B organization.
I knew all along that this illegal organization had its roots and supply resources in Athens. I became aware that the Greek officers staffing and commanding the National Guard were recruiting members for this organization, and they supported it in various ways to the point of access to the munition supply stores of the National Guard. On the camps of the National Guard, the Greek officers were conducting open propaganda in favor of this illegal organization and turned the National Guard from an organ of the state into an instrument of subversion.
Makario said that the Security Council should call upon the military regime of Greece to withdraw from Cyprus the Greek officers serving in the National Guard and to put an end to its invasion. This is Banning Garrett for Internews. Although Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is now taking credit for arranging a ceasefire on Cyprus, U.S. policy toward the Mediterranean crisis during the past week may have made the ceasefire necessary in the first place. The Nixon administration appears to be at least partially responsible for Turkish military intervention on Cyprus. Washington forfeited whatever chance existed for deterring Turkey, the New York Times charged yesterday, by withholding crucial support for Britain's immediate demand that Athens withdraw its 650 officers from the Cyprus National Guard. The administration only supported the call for withdrawal of the Greek officers after the Turkish invasion on Saturday. Kissinger's justification for not condemning Greek involvement in the coup was reportedly the fear of losing U.S. military bases in Greece and thus weakening the U.S. military position vis-a-vis the Soviet Union in the Middle East and the Mediterranean. While the U.S. dragged its feet on backing the British plan, the coup makers in Cyprus continued to consolidate their rule on the island, thus making Turkish intervention nearly inevitable. There are indications that the administration was actually happy to see Makarios, long considered the Castro of the Mediterranean by the U.S., ousted from power in Cyprus. In fact, it was reported that Washington was close to recognizing the new regime of Nikos Samson, and the U.S. ambassador in Cyprus made diplomatic moves in that direction at the beginning of last week. By the weekend, however, the administration backed away from Samson, but by then the Turks had invaded Cyprus to prevent the annexation of Cyprus to Greece, the apparent aim of the coup. And this morning, Kissinger said at his news conference that the possibility of Makarios returning to power in Cyprus cannot be excluded. If the administration does turn to supporting Makarios or the creation of a similar regime on Cyprus, as backed both by NATO and the Soviet Union, then Kissinger's policy of last week may be reversed and considered by many a disaster. This is Banning Garrett for Internews.